Here we are, we're in Sift Aleph. Reish Ayin Aleph Sift Aleph. We are now going to go through the Isser Teima. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, pretty straightforward, let's jump right to the, we're going to jump to the, straight into the Shulchan Aruch. Aser Litoim Klum, Kredim Shei Kaddish. It's very black and white. You may not eat anything. You may not eat anything before you go and, before you make Kiddush. Now, where does this Isser come from? It's two Gemaras. Yeah, when you look in the Beis Yosef sources this Isser. The Beis Yosef, everyone here is learning the Sugya, so let's have some fun. Yeah, the Beis Yosef, there's two Gemaras that come up that are going to pertain to this Isser. One of them is going to be the Gemara in Kuf Vav, right? Shabbos Kevas Anasha is the Gemara in Kuf Hei. The Gemara Kuf Vav goes and says, why are you not allowed to go and eat? Why are you not allowed to go and eat? Sorry. If a person went and eat, Ta'am, can he? And ate, thank you. Ta'am Mekadesh or Ta'am Eini Mekadesh. May he go and still make Kiddush. So the Gemara has two different Tzadim, Ta'am Mekadesh, Ta'am Eini Mekadesh. And the question is, rather, what we deduce from there is that if Ta'am Mekadesh is an issue, clearly we see that you should never have tasted to begin with. And that's the makar not to taste. Again, pretty backhanded. The Gemara and Kufay is already a separate thing. That's already step two. That Shabbos Kavas L'Nafsha, as it pertains to once Friday in the middle of your meal, Shabbos comes in, you have to go and stop. Barring Shmuel's Eitza of Paras Mapa, that you just go and cover over. Yeah? Then, Shabbos Kavas L'Nafsha, Shabbos has this ability to come in and demand respect, demand that you go and stop, and thereby Shabbos Kavas L'Nafsha will demand you to make Kiddush and to stop your meal, theoretically. So that's where the Isser comes from. A Gemara in Kufav. Now, what does this mean? Why is there an Isser to Ima? That's number one. Yeah? So seemingly, it's the one thing we know, there's something about Kavod Shabbos. And the Kavod Shabbos demands you to not eat. So we're going to have to get back to exactly what is that. So you have to be Kavod Shabbos, therefore, don't eat. How does non-eating, how does making sure that you don't taste anything result in Kavod Shabbos? That's number one. We're going to get back to that. Okay, so let's do, that's the what. We started with the what. The what is Isser Teima, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sift Aleph. You may not go and eat anything. Okay, next. Not as far as I know. But we have, again, we're going to get to, by all mitzvahs we have, when you're in proximity of the mitzvah, usually about a half an hour, almost by every single mitzvah, we have this, beware, get ready, don't have a suda, we don't want you to be nimshach, we don't want you to forget, there's a iser that we are, what? By every, well, the place can go through about four main examples, by Mincha, by Ma'ariv, by, right, Megillah, by Chanukah, we find it rears up its head, what? Bedikas Chametz, it rears its head in many, many places. Lulav, thank you. So, right. Okay, true. And not by, we can find Mrs. doesn't pertain to as well. So, here we go. So now, there's a general Isser, but here it's something more. But I want to just go step by step. That was the what. The what is the Isser Teima. Now we're going to do the when. When does this Isser Teima begin? So it's one Isser Teima. You may not taste anything before Kiddush. Teima, you may not taste anything before Kiddush. Now, when is that? So it's one of two options. Either Shkia, it's game over. Once you hit Shkia, no matter where you are, stop, drop, and roll, do not taste anything. Or if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, the Kabbalas Shabbos can already demand you to stop eating and not even taste anything. The one place where we're going to find, so to speak, a nafkamina or a wiggle room between these two, let's say a woman was Mekabel Shabbos early, and it's still not Shkia. So, let's make it more dramatic, or a bigger need, a pressing need. She's a Menekes, she's a Meuberes, she's a general Chola, or a guy's a Chola. Yeah, well, we don't have to discriminate. A guy is a choyla, or a woman is a meinekes. She's nursing, she's pregnant, and she is parched. They were makabel Shabbos. So now, you know, reishayin aleph, sift aleph, they're not allowed to eat anything. There, we already have a few avenues. Either the Ketzoyis HaShulchan, Reb Chaim Noah, goes and writes that he feels it's enough, that's already enough of a need to warrant making a tnai in your Hadlakas Neiris. Make a tnai in your Hadlakas Neiris that I'm not being Mekabel Shabbos. What? Oh, she couldn't make Kiddush, so this is very odd, but all the Poskim are throwing in. The Marsham goes and says she could just eat straight. There's a tshuva in the Marsham, and in the back of Minchas Shabbos, he has a back and forth, a responsa on the Minchas Shabbos, the Marsham, yeah? Reb Shalom Mordechai HaKohen Shvadron, Reb Shalom Shvadron's grandfather. He writes over there that could be that women are just allowed to eat straight, and he says, assuming they can't make Kiddush. and he says that we can be mekel. So I have no idea what this means. I don't even know what it means. Yeah, they don't know how to read. Yeah, so like we all know they used to read Sena or Anna, the Yiddish mamas of old. They didn't before, right? Mrs. Schneer, she was not there. I don't even know. Before she came around, there wasn't that much education going on. Okay, maybe they didn't know how to read, and that was prevalent. And there's definitely what to talk about. We can make a historical exploration about women's knowledge circa 150 years ago. But, yeah, if she can make Kiddush, she should make Kiddush. That's lechatchila. But assuming she can't, or she doesn't want to, or she wants to wait for her husband, if it's not Shkia, says the Ketzayis HaShulchan, quoted by the Shmir Shabbos, lehalacha. Right? As an aside, the beauty of a Shmir Shabbos is he didn't give a disclaimer in the beginning. Don't rely on me, lahalacha. Most Sfarim nowadays say, it's not lamaisa, don't rely on it. I just want it to be mefalpel. The Shmir Shabbos says, anything I write, you can rely on. And Rav Shlomo Zalman went through every single paper, every single drop. So he goes and he brings this Ketzayis HaShulchan, and he says that would already warrant a tnai, a worthy necessity, that she can make a tnai, saying that I don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos because I still want to be able to drink.
If she made the tnai,
so let's assume she made the tnai, because some want to say even if she didn't make the tnai, so long as it's before Shkia, but that's already a little more fancy, because so that we're just negating, you don't even need to make it tonight then, right? So what is that? You're just basically saying Shkia is the cutoff, and we don't care about her Kabbalah Shabbos. Again, there's a lot we can now pivot into. What's Kabbalah Shabbos? Is Kabbalah Shabbos a neder? Is Kabbalah Shabbos... How do you... What's the chazaka? She would never have... That would be a neder. You want to try to find a Pesach in her neder. I would never have done this had I known that I'd be so parched. So again, there's a Levush about it. Levush in Kabbalah Shabbos. What?
What's the
Shkia is seemingly stronger. Again, I'm telling you the what, I'm not telling you the why. Where's the Mishabur coming from? That the Kabbalah, because it has Kedusha Shabbos. Again, if you go into the timing that it's because of Kavod Shabbos, if Shabbos is here and there's a Kavod that demands you not to eat, so if it creates and makes an Isser Malacha when you're Mekabel Shabbos early, you could daven Ma'ariv. So there's definitely this Kavod of, you know, you have to answer up. I don't want to get carried away. Okay, so now, that's the when. Yeah, the when is generally on a general sense either Shkia or a personal Kabbalah. If there's a pressing need, so long as it's before Shkia, you would be able to make a tnai to enable you to still eat before Shkia. Once Shkia comes, she has one of two options: wait or make Kiddush herself. Okay, moving on. So then we have the why. We have the why. So now, we find this to be, the Makar is the Gemara in Kuf Vav. The Gemara in Kuf Vav in Pesachim that says that, again, it's a back end in Makar, that Ta'am, what's the halacha, if you tasted, again, Shabbos came in, you tasted, can you still make Kiddush? What would you say, Chazen? Why not? Just make Kiddush. That's the halacha, you could. But the Gemara has a machlokes, two opinions. There is an opinion in the Gemara that goes and says you may no longer make Kiddush. So seemingly from the Gemara going and saying that there's so much weight if you tasted, so that means initially at the onset of Shabbos, do not taste.
She can be most to her husband's Kiddush.
For sure. Well, that was last week's, the past week's. Is Arvus, is it working out because of...
So the question is whether she can do it later again if she said Kiddush now and he can't.
She, no, so that wouldn't be a question. She was Yotze already. Leave it. He'll make for himself. They don't need him. She can just leave it, yeah.
What if he can't?
What if he can't? She can make it again. It's no different than when he makes it for her and he davened. Right? All that we've been speaking about the past week. He davened, she didn't, and somehow it works. Seemingly because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh. So it would work the reverse as well. We paskin like Reb Kiva Eger, as we mentioned, who says there is arvus, there is this union, even by women. So yeah, she could do it for herself and then again for her husband. Again, it's only on a pressing need because... I don't know who's going to hear this recording, but there's definitely zilusa. There's some zilzul. It's not befitting to ask one's wife to be moitzi you, but she's allowed to. Yeah, that's already a very touchy subject, and we're not going to say anything else. We're going to move on. Yeah? That's it. Okay, next. So now why? We have two aspects here, yeah? There's step one. Why is there an iser te'ima here more than any other mitzvah? By every other mitzvah, all it is don't have a seuda. We don't want you to get carried away in a feast. Here, we take it even to a higher level that don't. Not only can you not have a seuda, you're not even allowed to taste, and you're not even allowed to taste anything by Kiddush. So again, when you look in the Rishonim, so the Rashbam says something about Kavod Shabbos. The Rush throws in Kavod Shabbos, and therefore. Right, so now here it works at the onset of Shabbos. We know this din applies both by Kiddush and by Havdalah. So at the onset of Shabbos, it's good. She arrived, the queen, Shabbos Malkasa, she's here. So, you know, you got to give her the proper respect. Close up your shop, close up whatever meal you're in the middle of, and now make Kiddush. Great. But how are you going to explain when she leaves? She's leaving, so now stop eating. Why? Where's the Kavod Shabbos and the demand of the Kavod Shabbos? How does that result in stopping to eat? So here it's going to get, you have to escort her out. Where's your etiquette? Where's your respect? So it sounds very drushy, but the Magen Avraham already says this in Reish Tzadi Tess. And that will explain, the Magen Avraham in Reish Tzadi Tess goes and says, you have to escort her out. So that's not right, right? Because in theory, The same way, on Friday afternoon. So is she still there? To the same extent? Okay, this is going to get very esoteric very fast, right? and I don't ainly asik min hastaros. Yeah, hanistaros la Hashem elokeinu. That's what the pasuk says. Yeah. So, and I'm under 40. The secret's out. So I have nothing going for me right now. Anyway, moving on. So now, in theory, by Havdalah, the moment Shabbos ends, if the Shabbos kava lenafsha of Daf Kufhei, if Shabbos kava lenafsha warrants that you better stop whatever you're doing, stop, drop, and roll, the same way Shabbos kava lenafsha of Daf Kufhei when it said that at the onset of Shabbos, you better stop eating because Shabbos is here. And there's a certain importance and a certain weight to Shabbos. Kavod Lanafsha has its own identity, its own importance. That tells you on Erev Shabbos to stop eating whatever meal you're in the middle of and make a new suda l'chvod Shabbos.
That's where the Rashbam is coming from.
But wait. Now let's flip. Shabbos Kavod Lanafsha, I'm sorry to interrupt. Shabbos Kavod Lanafsha also applies by Matzei Shabbos. The Gemara says it applies bein by Kiddush and bein by Havdalah. This importance. So in theory, give me a second. In theory, that should result that when Shabbos ends, you must stop eating immediately. Has anyone ever been to a Shalosh Shudas that went well into the night? right? What happened to Shabbos Kavel Anafsha? What happened to?
That is valid Kavel Anafsha. Because you're extending Shabbos.
The Magen Avraham says that answer. Good. You fell right in. Yeah? The Magen Avraham says that answer because that is the respect. The respect is escort her out. Escort her out. Shabbos Malchus is leaving. That is why you're allowed to continue your meal. That is the heter to a continued meal. Okay. Moving on. We got a lot to do and we're running out of time. Now, but why is it so chamor that it results in the iser te'ima more than other mitzvahs? So this, I don't have a clear explanation, but let me share with you a graz. The graz, that's the Balatanya. The graz, that's what the Mishnah Berurah calls him. The graz goes and says in Reish Ayin Aleph, I'll just read you the words and this will be food for thought. He goes and he says, Mikol makom bekiddush v'chein b'havdalah hechmiru yoiser. Yoiser then, all other mitzvahs. Meaning the poskim are very bothered, why are we more machmir here? And he tells you why. Lefi she'ikar mitzvasan hu b'tchilas zmanam. Their main mitzvah, I'll just try to translate word for word, doesn't really work, is at the onset of their mitzvah. B'tchilas zmanam, dehainu, samach l'knisas ha-shabbos, v'samach li'etziyasa. And literally, all the Heintiga Svarim, they'll quote this graz, and that's why it has this weight, this added weight. So again, I'm not offering explanation. I'm sharing with you knowledge, and we could chew on it over the week. Lefi she'ikar mitzvasan hu betchilas zmanim, at the beginning of their zman, dehainu samach l'knisas ha-shabbos, v'samach li'etziyasa. Again, very vague. And food for thought. Yeah, that's what I'm doing now is not nice, but I don't have an explanation. That? No, he's definitely equating them. But what is the value of tchilas manam?
So maybe the same thing about the mitzvah also.
Tchilas manam. Yeah, every other mitzvah has a tchilas man. So what's the tchilas man of kiddush and avdalah that stands out?
Other mitzvahs, Ikar HaMitzvah is only besides reason why you have to do it earlier. You're back to do a Kalayim Lula.
Okay.
The problem is don't get too carried away that you'll miss the entire Zman. I'm making it over here that there's a Maila Me'ikar HaMitzvah to do with Me'ikar.
Why? Because of
therefore,
COVID.
Therefore, any delay. Not that we're scared you'll miss the Gansu Mitzvah.
So, because of what's fueling that? What's fueling that? COVID.
I don't know. Yeah. Wherever he knows that.
Right. Meaning there's something missing here. It's still missing. We don't know where the graz is coming from that he came.
It's like the Rambam says that the mitzvah kiddush is to make bookends on the zman. So it has to be very exact.
Okay. What's it? And that's a tchila.
Right.
That's expressed in the value of a tchila sazman. Meaning the tchila of by Havdalah is the other bookend. That's what you're going to tell me. Right. Tchila and tchila. Okay.
He says
Chila on both. That's what the Graz is saying. Right. Yeah. Okay, it has to be worked through. I don't have a... This is exactly what I wanted. A little pilpul chaverim. I don't know. So, anyone who has a shot in the Graz, please...
The Baltani always talks about the idea of...
So be it. Yeah. And therefore, right, we have to get to an Isser Te'ima. We want a result in the Isser Te'ima. So, okay, I have a lot to, we have a lot to get through. So let's, ready? Pedal to the metal. Everyone ready? So now, new thing. Rabbi Kivager points out a fascinating thing, yeah? We did the what, we did the when, now we're in the why. Yeah, we're in the why. Why is there an Sedima? We said the Graz, it needs a little work. Moving forward, there's also a difference in the Lumdus. So let's get a little Lumdish. Rabbi Kivager points out on the Magen Avraham, in Hagoyis Rabbi Kivager on the Magen Avraham, here in Reish Ayin Aleph, Magen Avraham Sivkatan Vav. Says Rabbi Kivager that the very essence of this Isser is not like other mitzvahs. Not to taste anything. Yeah? The topic at hand is not tasting anything. So now, we mapped out very clearly that all mitzvahs have this to an extent, right? We listed a few that you're not allowed to have a meal, and this is just on steroids, so to speak. This is don't eat anything. But what's our fear? Our fear is that you might come to lose yourself. It might come to, you know, get carried away.
Shabbos food tastes better.
Okay. Therefore,
you'll
continue. Okay. Could be. But says Reb Akiva Eiger. No, you have the Neshama Yisera.
Not just the Neshama Yisera, but there's a Midrash where someone said, what's that spice that you use? It's called Shabbos.
100%. Says Reb Akiva Eiger, valid point. Says Reb Akiva Eiger that the Isser here is a whole different Isser. There's not an Isser of Shema Yimshach. You might come like any other mitzvah that you're going to come to lose yourself, lose track of time, and actually be over. Rather, if you look at the wording of Kiveger, I don't have it here. Reb Akiva Eiger goes and says, in Hagoyis, he goes and he writes, rather, there's an Isser Batzmusai. Here we go. We see from the very makeup and the layout of this Isser and the extent of this Isser, Dafilu Tima Asr Vachila Batzmusai Ha Isser. So it's a whole different creation. This is not an Isser of you lest you lose track of time. Rather, there's an Isser you were over at this moment. The moment you eat, if you were to eat, right? You were over an Isser of, we'll call it a lack of Kavod Shabbos. That's really what's fueling it. But it's not one of these, you might lose track of time. Yeah? Again, where is this going to play out in a practical sense? Not necessarily so much, but it shapes and reshapes the entire Isser. This is not an Isser of, and if you remembered and if you set up a shomer, no shomer is going to help you. Don't set an alarm. It doesn't help because the Isser is in the very eating now. That's going to be the problem. So they talk about it. They talk about what are you allowed to taste? So the Magen Avraham goes and says already in Rishon Yonah, the Magen Avraham goes and says, you're allowed to rinse out your mouth and spit it out. And the poiskim, Heinzig poiskim of today, they say, Hu Adin, you're allowed to taste something and spit it out. That's not considered an achila. Fine? So we can get fancy and be like, does that make you fleishiks and all those type of stuff and Chamudi Daniels and Yerudea? But okay. Let's move on.
What about nowadays when it's not polite to spit? Maybe so you could even swallow.
What are you saying?
Nowadays it's not polite to spit, so maybe you could even swallow.
Nope. La halacha, it wouldn't allow you to actually eat it. Okay. We have two more points and then a fun fact. So you have to pick. Should we do the fun fact or we should... There's one missing piece here. The missing piece is we now have explained why Kiddush and Avdallah are more chamer than all other mitzvahs. But we haven't explained, there's one discrepancy between Kiddush and Havdalah themselves. Because by Havdalah, if you look in Reish Tzadi Tes, where it comes up, by Havdalah we allow you to eat, to drink water. So, again, now we have three levels. We have all other mitzvahs, we allow you to taste whatever you wish. Great. Half an hour before, buffer, don't forget. Then we get to Havdalah. We don't let you eat, but we let you have water. And then we get to Kiddush, you're not even allowed to have water. So why the discrepancy between Kiddush and Havdalah?
Why are we not concerned about Askra?
Why are we not concerned about Askra, the Gemara, that this choking disease, this choking punishment, Askra that you're going to get? So Tosfos seems to go and say, right? The Kav HaChaim goes and says that you should be machmir because of Askara. Again, this is a little... The Gemara and Kuf Hei goes and says, one who eats before Havdalah, will get Askara. We're really going to run out of time. Okay, maybe we'll continue next time. But Askara, you will get this choking disease that can kill you. Now, I don't have a scientific term for what Askara is. Let's be you're going to choke. So now, the Gemara goes and says, the Rishonim go and say, no, that's only a reference to eating. But we paskin, you're allowed to drink. Okay? The Kaf HaChaim, based on the Tosfos over there in Kuf Hei, and definitely Al Pi Kabbalah, the Kaf HaChaim goes and says that you shouldn't even drink water. One should be machmir. But again, that is Al Pi Kabbalah, one who lives his life Al Pi Kabbalah, and definitely gives more weight, like certain camps, Sfardim for sure, Hasidim for sure, they have to know exactly which Divrei Kabbalah, not Divrei Kabbalah of Sugya, different Kabbalah of, you know, esoteric Kabbalah, which ones they choose to outweigh Dina de Gemara. But Dina de Gemara, you would be able to drink water. So, what's the difference between them? I have such a, yeah. No. We have to stop. So, I'll tell you this, there's a Prima Gadim. If you look in the Prima Gadim, Rish Sadi Tess, he explains maybe one's Kiddush is sourced in Dairaisa, and Havdalah is possibly only Derabanan, but that's debatable. Okay, I'll give you the Marmokim. Prima Gadim. Therefore. Yeah, and Havdalah not. Fine. Prima Gadim, Eishal Avram. Sivkat and Beis and Simon Reish Tzadi Tes. He grapples with this very point. And next time I'll tell you a fun fact. The fun fact is women by Havdalah. A Ezer Mikodesh and Evan Ezer. To be continued. Because it's